Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air. Sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Deering, Lauren's editor. Welcome to Soul Chaser, where we read stories from Soul Chaser, the book, and some other stories that Lauren Decker has also written. Today's story is called Snow Day, February 2018. I currently have a large bowl of popcorn beside my computer. As I write this, the snow is piling up outside my door. It is a regular March nor'easter, New England style. The forecast is calling for nearly 2 feet of snow before the storm heads back out to sea. Inside, however, we are warm and dry and well covered in the snack department. I'm working on a sermon outline for Palm Sunday. Holy Week is coming soon on the calendar. As I study, I find myself trying to imagine the range of emotions that followed Jesus as he rode into Jerusalem some 2,000 years ago. The crowd was surely excited. This was the moment that many had hoped for, ever since Jesus had fed the crowds with a little boy's lunch some months before. Many on that occasion had called for his coronation. He would be the one to break the yoke of Rome and reestablish a free Israel, much as it was in the glory days of King David. And yet, since that miracle meal on the green hills of Galilee, Jesus had kept a low profile. "Smart," said the old men in taverns and on street corners, "he laid low in the woods. But now he has momentum. Now is the time." You could see the hope on their faces. They could hear it in their voices as they called, "Hosanna! Hosanna!" They waved their palm branches as though they were regal banners. Afterwards, they watched the temple intently, looking for any signs of a takeover. Jesus was surely going to make his move. Some in the crowd were jealous of his popularity with the people. These were the religious leaders, and they had murder in their hearts. They were plotting to do away with Jesus, and his triumphal entry into the ancient city was certain to complicate matters. They were annoyed, but determined. Then there were the city folk, local yokels. They were overwhelmingly happy. People like Zebedee, who had two sons follow the rabbi Jesus, leaving their family fishing business some 3 years before. Old Zeb was pleased. Perhaps now his boys would gain some prominence in the power structure. Lazarus was there, and he was no longer dead. And old blind Bartimaeus, who was no longer blind, and their allegiance to Jesus was evident as they danced and sang their way through the gate. There were prostitutes and tax collectors, former lepers and children, swarming children, alive with giddy wonder and heartfelt joy. Just now, I dropped my piece of popcorn. My Cocker Spaniel heard it fall on the floor. He unfolded himself from his spot on the easy chair, which he frequently occupies, and sauntered over to pick up the fallen morsel. He crunched it quickly and then sat at my feet and stared at the floor. I knew what he was thinking. Maybe there'll be more. I found it amusing that he watched the floor, head down, as if waiting for popcorn to magically appear. He sat poised and ready. I tossed another piece to him and he gobbled it down, his eyes never leaving the floor level. just like those first century followers of Jesus, I considered, watching ground level activity and forgetting that the real action was up on high. We still do this kind of thing. We watch Washington and Tokyo and Moscow and Baghdad, but the real action is going to drop down from on high. Luke wrote down what Jesus told us. Look up. Your redemption is coming soon. Again, I look out my frosty window, but this time I do not look at the accumulation of snow on the ground. Instead, I look up at the white crystal flakes coming down from on high. Perfect. Now, if these clouds would just part.
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.